Today we hear from our Lord his response to the young man that comes up to him and asks him what he should just do to gain eternal life. And our Lord responds by enumerating the second seven of the Ten Commandments, those which deal with our relationship with each other and with all of creation. And the young man responds by indicating he's already kept all of those commandments. So he's led a good moral life. So what must he do? And our Lord then tells him what he must do. Here note how he says it, to be perfect, to really attain the kingdom. And basically what he alludes to are the first three commandments, which deal with our relationship with God himself directly. In order for us to properly carry out the second seven, we have to be carrying out the three, which is going to require a complete detachment from all that is earthly. Here we are looking now towards that which is heavenly. We are looking towards God himself. We must grow, we must grow in our love for God. We must nurture a relationship with him, a direct relationship. That we do, as we saw yesterday, through prayer. Above all, through prayer. And we must spend some time alone with God in silence and prayer every day. We cannot just sit back and say, here I am, Lord. That isn't enough. That kernel that's already there within us through baptism must be nurtured, that flame. It must be nurtured, it must be stoked so that it grows. Otherwise it will die out. And that's really what our Lord is saying here. You have to make that sacrifice. You have to be detached. And here we note the young man's response. He goes away sad. He has many possessions. Unfortunately, he's not ready to be that detached. But if we are willing to be that detached, know what our Lord says, you will have treasure in heaven. You see? And ultimately, that's what it's all about. We take nothing with us here in this life. Our whole purpose is to attain heaven. It is to attain union with God. Our whole purpose for being here in this life, our whole aim, our whole goal, is that. And that's what we must look towards always. And that must be the object of our prayer. You see? Of all of our acts, everything we do, everything we say, that must be the object. So we must keep that before us always, constantly. And thus we grow then in our love for God, a love that will grow for all eternity, that will never end, because God doesn't end. He's infinite. Let us begin now then to nurture that love for him, to pray, spend time in silence and prayer every day, to nurture that love, to stoke that fire so that it becomes an all-consuming flame, a complete union with him that will last for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.